Shalom, and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony. We encourage you to send your testimony to Paul, that's me, at Inspired Faith. Just Paul at inspiredfaith.org. Put the word testimony in your subject line and email it to us. Make it about 1.5, 2 pages tops on a Word document, something like that. We'll record it and we'll play it on the air. We'll play it anonymously or we'll use your name, whatever you wish. But your testimony could help save somebody's life. Your testimony could change their life. So we ask you to please participate and send in your testimony. This week's testimony comes from Daniel. And this is what his testimony is. Growing up as a Catholic, I knew about Jesus, but did not know Jesus Christ and what he did for me and the whole world. I did not know that all I had to do was to put my trust in him and follow him to gain eternal life. We were taught that Jesus died on a cross, but I thought that he had received just a bad break. I was not aware that Jesus was both God himself and a man who was begotten of the Father, who came to earth to die on the cross and be raised from the dead to take the penalty of my sins away, wash me clean, and seal me with his Holy Spirit. As I grew my teen years through my early 20s, they were all centered on drinking and all that stuff until the following happened to me. At the age of 22, I watched a change of a fellow worker at Grumman Aerospace Corp, where we built F-14 fighter jets for the U.S. Navy. His name was Tony, and he was a real tough hippie sort of guy, long hair past his waist, drugs, girls, and all that things that go with it. One day, I saw this same Tony reading a Bible while working on his milling machine. His hair was cut, and he seemed different. I worked a few feet away from him with some other guys, and after a week or so, the guys I worked with started to make fun of Tony and amongst themselves would call him a Jesus freak. I became curious about this change in him and went to talk with him one day, and I said something like, "Tony, are you reading the Bible?" And he said yes and got down from the milling machine and began to explain that he had gone to a church and received Jesus as his Savior. Well, I really didn't know what he meant, but I was impressed with this different Tony. As time went on and a few more talks with Tony, I remember working one day and asking God this, "Holy Spirit, change me like you changed Tony." That's all I knew how to pray at the time. Little by little, after that prayer, I started to read the Bible and attend church. As time went on, I asked Jesus into my heart and later on was water baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, but not in the name of Jesus. Believe me, there's a difference. After 5 or 6 years later, in some really tough times, I backslid. I fell back into my old ways and lived the way for a number of years until I was brought back to my spiritual senses by God. He mercifully brought me to a church where I was baptized in the name of Jesus. Immediately as I came up out of the water, I knew something that I had never experienced before had happened. From that moment, drinking, cursing, lying, and everything else was gone. I mean gone. My whole attitude was rearranged and changed, where I now wanted to serve God and hungered after him like never before. Coming out of the water, all I could do was lift up my hands towards the sky, praising and thanking God. This change has not left me but increased. Since then, doors have opened up for me that were closed, doors where I can serve God. Hallelujah. Now, I did not speak in tongues, and I know they will come, but first I needed cleaning up spiritually. The Lord Jesus Christ took all the stumbling blocks out of my way. I was going down the tubes and most likely headed for hell, but thank the Almighty God for his mercy, kindness, and forgiveness, and he rescued me from my folly. Like I said, years ago, I was water baptized in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but not in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. No change like this ever took place in my life before. Now I walk with Jesus in the newness of life. I now walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Praise God. This dramatic change that God so graciously has done in me will last till he calls me home. Praise forever the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Love, Brother Daniel. Hallelujah. Don't you enjoy listening to someone's testimony and listening to what has happened to them? We ask you to share your testimony. Share it. Send it to us today. Don't delay. Paul@inspiredfaith.org, and we will record it and we will play it on the air during our listeners' testimony time each week. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you. Tune in again next week at this time to hear another listener's testimony. Shalom.